Make it make sense with Ayanda Nyati.
Yes, it's a Monday. Ayanda is here, everybody. Ayanda is here.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Ayanda Thanks is for here. Being here.
How was Leaf?
We're so grateful.
Yo, because is this how we're going to start every week?
When was the last Monday that you did to make it make sense?
Last week, actually.
No.
Yes.
No.
I mean, really? Never.
So, today, make it make sense. Is it a flu, cold, allergies, or COVID? I think a few years ago, before COVID, when you had flu, you're not even worried about it. You know, you'll take meds.
So true.
Take meds, sleep, ufute, what. Then COVID came and it wiped the whole nation. And I remember I started in Italy. You know, where the elderly were dying. And I remember during COVID, you're like, get the hell out. Do you know what I mean?
I got you.
When your throat is sore, you'd be worried. Yeah. I remember, I think I probably did about 3-4 tests.
Yeah.
Every time when I had a blocked nose, I would go and get tested to make sure, because I think COVID was the scariest thing, guys. Because even if you are a careful person, you have your mask on, you just don't know where it came from.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, 1, 2, 3, you're diagnosed with COVID. And I just recovered from flu. Oh, and there was a night where there was a night where I think I was up at 2 because my chest was getting and I was like, guys, is this going to get worse? Do you know what I mean? Because at your back of your mind, you're thinking COVID is still around. Because I know the former American president was diagnosed with COVID just a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, Biden.
Yeah.
You
know, so the question is it still there? Even Petwe flu, what's going to happen? So this is what Ayanda is going to try and unpack, Shem. It's his job. Me, I'm just going to chill and I'm going to relax and just listen.
Wow, the pressure. Much. I have nothing else to add, actually, but to say it's that time of the year. And yes, in many instances, it's interesting how people respond now, because what we're told actually is that COVID now should be the regular flu because of the herd immunity that we all have. But let's not take all the details away from Charlene Mabukata, who's a clinical associate and lecturer at Wits University's Family Medicine and Primary Care Department, and joins us now via our telephone line. Charlene, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon to you too, and thank you so much for having me.
It's awesome to have you. Is there a way to tell the difference between a flu, a cold, allergies, and something like COVID?
Yeah, so we do have a couple of pointers. I actually just want to start off by addressing something that was mentioned earlier on, you know, the stuffy nose and thinking you COVID positive. And I think one of the things that, you know, why I said yes to this radio interview is just to be able to help people with something. So we can change a bit of that health-seeking behavior for patients. But yes, how do we tell whether you actually have a common cold, influenza, allergies, or whether indeed it is COVID? And I think just to start off by saying a cold, flu, and COVID-19 are all, you know, viral infections, and so obviously highly transmissible. Allergies, those are triggered by exposure or asthma, you know, that obviously have an allergy profile that follows the asthmatic patient. But by and large,
No. I wanted to find out. We're getting so many messages from our doctors telling us that we need to come and get a vaccine for flu. Because I think I've had flu more than 7 times this year. Is it safe? Is it safe to take that vaccine near flu when we're getting those messages from our doctors?
So essentially, what I'm going to say is a vaccine is worthwhile. It definitely does sensitize your body or your immune system to produce antibodies. And so what it will do is it will decrease essentially the severity to which you may experience an infection. And we definitely do encourage it for the immunity of what we call the immune compromised patients. So those who are battling the elderly, those that are already conditioned that they are managing, especially chronic conditions. And it does help them to sort of reduce complications. Believe it or not, influenza is definitely a bigger contributor to especially mortality, you know, patients dying because of complications and often also breathing related. So if we can minimize the complications, by all means, yes. So yes, there is in one, sensitizing your immune system so that you don't get them as often, but two, for those patients that are immune compromised, that, you know, we actually lower the risk of complications.
And when is the best time to get those vaccines, Charlene? I mean, are we late? Should we go there now?
So for us, you know, the idea would be to go at the start of our flu season. If we think we are in the side of the world, southern hemisphere, typically around April, beginning April, I would say maybe end of March, but typically around the beginning of April for this side of the world that we are in. So you can still go for a flu vaccine, but it is recommended that, you know, ideally at the start of the flu season, because these are also updated annually based on the strains that are most prominent out.
Fair enough. We started our conversation with a big focus around COVID, and there's no need to explain. There were real fears about the ways in which that virus will change our lives. But let's speak about its threats in 2025, you know, in a world where the world is open again, hopefully enough people are vaccinated. I mean, is it as still much of a health threat as it used to be?
So I don't necessarily think that it is still as much of a health threat. Having said that, you do have to consider certain patient population, like I said again, those that are immune compromised for various conditions that they may already be living with. However, COVID is very much still around. It's just not being reported as we were used to getting those tallies on a daily when we were in the, you know, thick of COVID. But definitely, I do think that people and the public's probably dropped their guard around safety behaviors, hand washing, coughing techniques, wearing a mask when you're not feeling well, just so that we do decrease the transmission. So definitely COVID is around, and I do think by and large people have been sensitive a little bit. Maybe that a little alarm that goes off when you're not feeling well is not such a bad thing if it does influence how people engage in public spaces when they don't feel well, to keep the numbers to a decrease. Also, you know, giving travel restrictions. Some countries are still very much specific around you having to test before traveling and kind of seeing those markers. Some countries still employ those screening markers on arrival. So if you are running a fever. So I think measures have been kept to identify those infectious cases, and it may not just necessarily be COVID.
So, I mean, okay, I'm interested now that you're saying COVID is still around.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying it's not as dangerous as it was a few years ago? Because obviously, if it was around and if it was as bad as it was those years ago, we'd hear of people being hospitalized or people dying.
So remember when we were in the thick of COVID, we had multiple strains of COVID. Mm. And the strain of COVID that's been around probably for the last year, this year, strain or two, that's commonly going around is not as aggressive as when we were right in the beginning of it. And the COVID sort of that's going around currently is very much similar to your flu going around. It would be handled in the same way. So whether you thought you had a COVID and went and got tested, or whether you did get tested and got a COVID positive result, the health practitioner treating you may very well not have treated you any differently as if you were diagnosed just with the an influenza. So the treatment may not have massively been different unless you've complicated and that required different intervention. But the treatment would definitely not have been very different if it was a pneumonia, influenza versus a COVID-19 infection.
More like it has been downgraded by Moody's.
Yes, definitely a downgraded one.
From AAA1, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So we're definitely having COVID out there. The cases are just, you know, less likely to be referred for testing.
All right, Charlene, thanks very much indeed for that and for Glenn's analogy. Charlene Makubata is the lecturer and a clinical associate with this Family Medicine and Primary Care Department. Once again, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I don't get that enough. Oh, I really appreciate that.
No, he's a big baby.
As long as you have a flu, grand out. I don't have a flu. No. No.
Says the guy. Do you still panic when you get a flu?
I don't.
I mean, you panicked at least 2 days ago.
Yeah, I panicked.
No. How many times have you had flu this year?
I panic. The reason being, I work in a confined space with people. So you really need to be considerate. You know, like even when I was working at the other station, when I had flu, I used to take day offs and not go to the studio. So, yeah.
I was about to say, what about us?
You came here the whole week without a voice.
Make it make sense. With Ayanda Nyati. Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
1641 Drive 959 on a Monday afternoon. Glenn's combined Komutso. We're just flying solo and having a great time. Make it make sense today. We asked the question, is it a flu, cold, or allergies, or what? Are you coughing like I was coughing last week? But, you know, fortunately, I'm a good man. I was coughing outside the studio.
Okay, good man. I currently have that flu or that cold, and I hope it's not COVID. I'm feeling so cold. It's like my bones are feeling cold. So I've took some meds, but I think what will help me for now, mhlonyana. So I'm going to try that.
Anyway, I ordered to see the ka coffee ya gao. Eng vusile today. Mira le mo one. Na bua mo four for game 17. Ai, man fika ngathenga leya. Number one. Thank you.
So there's over 10 different viruses that all cause ama symptoms afana ne flu. The influenza vaccine or flu vaccine covers you for 4 strains out of that extensive list. 2 strains, the influenza A, 2 strains, the influenza B, which are the most common strains that we see in our population. And in EC5, 3 adults and 2 kids. 4 of us got vaccinated. My husband, Wahal, he's had the flu since last week. Saturday, after traveling to Cape Town, Mina no auntie didn't get sick at all. The kids had a cough for 2 days, and that was it. He still man down. So, I'm a flu vaccine. I have sebenza.
So, unizwili kotaro bafet.
Imvusile.
Imvusile. Nasikumbuye
yas. But when it comes to this flu, man, there's so many people that have been, you know, we date us every week, we flu. And people are reluctant to go and get the flu vaccine. Because of the theory that we have or whatever that we think we know when it comes to our vaccines.
Do you know what I still don't understand? So if I have a flu, I should have antibodies of that flu once it's healed, right? And I shouldn't have it for the next at least 6 months. But yahoo, flu.
Every 2 weeks.
I don't get it.
It's bad.
I don't get it because that's exactly what the vaccine does. They introduce the virus in your body so that your body learns how to fight it off. And of course, they've got other concoctions in there that build your immune, right? But once you've had a flu, that's why even got COVID. But it's if you contract it now, for the next 6 months, we are not worried about you. If you are healed. Mara, people were getting COVID 3 months after they got the first COVID. So there's something weird, or maybe we are not understanding when they say we are not worried about you. Maybe they mean even if you get it,
it won't be extreme.
It won't be extreme. Maybe that's what it means.
Yes.
You are not necessarily immune to flu. You are just not going to be men down like that. That's just said. I don't know.
Method man, microphone checker, microphone. What's wrong with you, boy?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Sonic, bafana badi kala kala. Very colorful shirts.
Nama Pam.
Yo. Love the music though. Love the swag. So we are talking about ho khotlola bo di COVID jalo di flu, di cold, di allergies or what moretse tsafo.
I mean, again, I think I will need your kotara, what? It's been 3 weeks. Ngiphethe flu. I've been coughing, I think, maybe be Jehovah. Ngathi umunyu mkhulu. Even our office is so quiet, ne? But trust me, makhothela mina uze wonke umuntu athi, shem, ngiyayicela, shem, yo.
I currently have that flu or that cold, and I hope it's not COVID. I'm feeling so cold. It's like my bones, feeling cold. So I've took some meds, but I think what will help me for now, mhlonyana. So I'm going to try that.
So I had the flu a couple of weeks ago. Other people are man down with this flu, but I was still able to do things, everything by myself. So if vaccine does help, I grew up getting vaccinated every other year because I used to get horrible flu. And then this one time our doctor was like, no, vaccinate your kids. And we grew up with a vaccination. I never have a flu, man. It's just that this time, I think in part, because the last time I vaccinated was COVID time. So it's been more than 4 years I vaccinated. So maybe umzimba wami.
And I think, you know, even for people who say they can feel it in their bones, I think the environment that you are in also counts. Because you could be in a home where there's no heater, there's nothing, you're in an office.
In the office, in it, there's always going to be aircon.
Yeah, maybe it's a
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what
I do
called.
Think that also, the one thing that also prolongs our healing time is the self-diagnosis. Rediagnose, remedicate. I know I'm a fine one to talk. Rediagnose, remedicate, and try ride out the storm.
Yeah.
It's great for your immune system, for you to teach it. But when it's that bad and it's in the bones, and like, go see a doctor.
Yeah, after seven days or so, you need to go to.
Go see a doctor. Get Mjovi. See you.
What's Mjovi?
Like an injection, a flu injection.
Oh, is it? By what?
I think on your bum bum.
Oh, is it?
I think on your bum bum, yeah.
Shwapa was tala gai pela naraka di shwapa pela bai tala.
Shwapa, I spread it even here.
Whoa, 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 whoa.